Welcome back to another episode of Practical Spiritual Advice by Infinite You, which is me, which is you, which is we. Buckle in for another ride as we take a trip down what the heck just happened with these solar eclipses, cosmic alignments, devil comet. I mean, holy moly, folks. All right, well, we'll dive into that in a second here. But my name is Harold Aho now. I am your practical spiritual advisor and community activist. I will be your storyteller, running solo today. Just need to get this information out. And I think we're in a very good situation here, folks. And let's do a little storytelling. And you know, first off, for anyone that's new here to this platform, this is my storytelling platform for me and my spiritual awakening, and that's how the practical spiritual advice comes through with the storytelling. As I discover things, as I tell the stories again, I rediscover things. It's like reading a book for another time with a new perspective. And we go over these stories, and this is partly in what I advise anyone to do. And you know, if you've listened in on the other episode here, I think it was the last one, the one before, we were in the process of developing an app that will allow you or guide you to do a living life review, aka tell your story, with the undercurrent information, like the cosmic slipstream of your galactic signature and the harmonic calendar of the dream spell / galactic calendar, and your human design with the transits, aka, or it's basically the stars when they move. That's your transits. It's, you know, you can use astrology. I like to use human design. It's my personal fave right now. And then you can start, you know, knowing where your astrocartography, right? That's not going to change with your story, but knowing when you have a story in a different location, take into account your astrocartography and see if the theme is playing out. And these are all just, you know, things that we are putting together, Infinite You, which is the name of our business here, Infinite You Wellness Plus Synergy. So please go and subscribe to our newsletter at infiniteyou.info, and please listen to our other storytelling events and see if you can pick up on some synchronicities that align with your story and your personal ascension and your mission here on planet Earth, as we are all just reflections. So let's see. Oh, and, you know, other ways to show support, because I do, this is my platform, hey? So let's let you know what we've got going on, because Infinite You is here on a mission to assist humanity and guide them to find the best parts of themselves and their mission, their purpose, their passion here in this lifetime, what it means to be the change they wish to see in the world. So if you enjoy any of that, please purchase some of our products, go and buy me a coffee, donate some moolah, help the mission, keep the dream alive as we each weave our dreams of this heaven on earth scenario. So, all right, now that is some a little bit of housekeeping that is done there, and let's move on to what just happened with these cosmic alignments that literally marked a shadow or a portal or whatever you know, whatever you have eyes to see and a heart to understand, just what just happened. I'm here to show you what happened for me through my stories. And again, listen to the podcast. There's going to be a ton of information. If you start from the beginning, you'll be at the beginning of my spiritual awakening, and it'll, you know, bring you up to date. And if you don't know what this Infinite You journey is about, that will give you a better understanding, overstanding of what I'm here to do and why these synchronicities and these stories that I tell are really, really significant. And I'll get into some exciting news that we have working other than, you know, the app that we're producing and developing. We've got some other really, really cool stuff to help you guys understand exactly what this whole storytelling event is about. And it's a reflection game, and it's a way to find ourselves within the larger scope of this theme of ascension, this human evolution. All right. So let's backtrack a little bit to 7/14/2020. And for those that haven't listened already, there is a podcast episode I do not remember, but it should have the date on it because that was our CE5 meditation event. And it was a group of 8 of us. And the intentions for me always through the spiritual integration into practical application, back into inspiration, and then, you know, all the things, it's a cyclical type of a thing. You inspire, you become inspired, you move, you work, you build, you inspire again, and you create inspiration, and you get inspired because those that you inspire go off and do amazing things and inspire you again. And it's a loop feedback system of inspiration and creation. And that's where we're aiming to get. But right now we're in a phase of, you know, getting visited by, you know, extra dimensional beings from other planets or places or times that are visiting us, that we ourselves are written in the stars, you know, me myself with my birth date of 11/22/77 at 11 p.m. on the dot is a code in its own. And as I've seen the deeper parts of myself and find definitions for my name, for what that means to be a herald, to breaking it down to decoding symbols, and also calling forth an army of light. When you get into more of the biblical spectrums of the herald, and there are parts of myself that I didn't want to see come to fruition with the definitions that I was finding. I was really hoping that humanity would see what is happening in front of them and follow the trails to the bigger parts of what moves this world and what influences us. And I tried my darndest with what I learned from the successful CE5 meditation on 7/14/2020 to the cosmic X marks a spot in Texas with the 10/14/23 ring of fire solar eclipse. Ring of fire is a birthing term, FYI. And the totality eclipse 4/8/2024. And now that we are on the other end of both of these cosmic alignments that I was talking about for years, right? You know, and again, if you don't know, go look back, learn a little bit about yourself so you can understand some of the terminologies I'm using. But I am a manifesting generator in human design 1-3 profile. I am programmed in a sense to be inspired, or when inspiration happens, to turn quickly around and talk about how that inspired me and, you know, what that looks like with my, you know, star chart, really, my experience, my star chart, who I am at my core essence, and how that information and that inspiration funnels through me in my voice, in my decree, in what I see, in what I aim to see. And how that imprints into the holographic matrix. And so human design, you know, taking that into account, which when this CE5 meditation happened, I did not know about. Maybe it had come into my field of view once before and it didn't stick at the time. And so this experience in Kerrville, Texas, with, I wouldn't even call them orbs because they had more definition than what I understand as an orb. These lights that were hanging out with us for 2 hours, were solid in a sense. They had definition to where they began and ended for the most part. And so anyway, this Morse code of an event with I'm just going to put it out there as Arcturians and Andromedans, and I'm sure my higher self Pleiadian aspect had something to do with this, with their shenanigans that they do. So just kidding with this, but it is shenanigans in a sense. Like we're really just, we're doing some effery, some fuckery upon ourselves as we fractalize and split ourselves up and go and experience some really crazy things and then come back and tell our stories and reflect that back into the center. And so that's what's going on in a bigger part of this evolution of our soul. But at this time, looking back into how things transpired after 7/14/2020, I was super inspired by the situation and really dumbfounded as we did not record anything. We were 2 hours experiencing this and nobody pulled out. I mean, I think I pulled out my phone to record a video and it didn't show up in the camera. And so I just quit and started oohing and aahing. And so there is no physical evidence other than what I am here to show in my own living physical evidence. So these cosmic alignments pointed me towards planet mechanics and how humans cohabitate with the planet and can actually jumpstart this new paradigm when we get to know who and what we are and how we can program the waters below within the aquifer system. And the Edwards Trinity aquifer being too low for us to effectively do that, and that gap of air between, you know, the top of the water table and the roof of, you know, this cavernous aquifer system, there's an air gap missing there, a water pressure, and it causes a lack of flow or just no flow to my city, San Antonio. And, you know, the history of this place. So there's a lot that has been learned about how we have an opportunity with, you know, if you really look into what most of the talk is about, more or less, with abductions and doomsday, or just any kind of maybe connection with like being a galactic citizen. Let's just go that route. There's a consensus that says that we need to get our own shit together, that nobody's coming to save us. And for some, that's a very hard pill to swallow. And that's actually a pill that some refuse to swallow and they run away from. And it seems to be the plight that we're in. This is the situation that we have found ourselves in, because we did have a cosmic alignment that had many markers in it. And the more I tried, the more my word was diverted, derailed, stifled. And I don't know if this was just because the collective needed to go through this extrasensory experience that may not be as fun as something that, hey, I got it and I know what to do with it type of a thing, where it's like, hey, I'm falling down and I know what fuck, and I'm on a bicycle. What? What's a bicycle? And, you know, that's maybe not the best. I tried. I really, 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 really attempted to do something spectacular and host our own festivals that would be something along the lines of Building Man, where the property is owned by someone that we know or by our community, and every festival or event we have, we build on the land, and we don't just rent out to space to leave no trace. We purchase property and learn how to use the human energy of what happens when humans come to gather in a place. And, you know, there's just so many ways of gathering kinetic energy that can be used to build amazing structures. Just take the example of Burning Man, right? They build a whole city and then destroy it every year. And it's just the epitome of like what we need to leave behind. Granted, there's beautiful structures and art and intentions that are put into these things, but just to destroy them and burn them, you know, and I haven't been to Burning Man. So I know that some of the stuff, some of the art does not just get burned. It gets dismantled and put into places. And that would be, you know, let me not get into a tangent or a rant on what Burning Man could and, you know, could be from a perspective of me. I've never been. So I don't know the intricacies, but I just know that things can be put together literally in days when we come together with intentions collectively to do a project. Cities have been built within a month and dismantled all within a month. The stories of San Antonio and the international fairs that would happen here, and all the hidden information that tells a different story than what I was told in school. There's some stuff missing. Very, very important information. It would make a difference to every single person on this planet if they had this, a little bit of information that is missing. And whether we can call it on purpose or we can call it a collective consciousness not quite ready for that type of a shift, but what we witnessed with these cosmic events is a bunch of humans not aware of cosmic events. There was a money grab from people that don't know what to do with it, those types of resources. There were people put in uncomfortable situations thinking that they were going to have a gathering and come together in prayer, meditation by the thousands, not by the hundreds. They brought us together to dismantle us. That's what happened. And this is me speaking on my energetic experience and 40,000 foot overview of what happened with the Texas Eclipse Festival. Now, each individual has their own perspective on the situation, and some individuals within the hierarchy of what happened may have a different perspective than what I may be portraying, because I do not know them. But what I'm going to speak on is what I saw from that 40,000 foot overview of what happened. Let me get a drink of water, because this, we'll get into it. So everybody should just probably take like 3 deep breaths. I'm going to pause for a second. I'll be right back. All right. So for those that are close to me, they know I was trying to put together and our own event, and where I had a piece of land that would have been perfect for an event that could host, you know, 5,000 to 10,000 people. Something manageable, something that I know within my network of people that we could come together and get the job done if we all just put our heads down and got the job done. Because that's what happens when we do these events. And, you know, I'm speaking from the end of an event producer with the Mayan Day at a Time celebration. It's so stressful that I was not able to put one together for this last year, 2023. Was missing a Mayan Day at a Time celebration, Day Out of Time. This year, 2024, that will not happen again. So we are formulating a strategy and all this, this is to say that, even with my small event, there are larger ones, and I know there's a lot of intricacies and a lot of fortitude and a lot of restless and sleepless nights that go into producing, some of these events. And as an attendee and as a producer, and as a facilitator and vendor, within this scope of transformational festivals, we could have done something that would have solidified our place on 4/8/24. We would have known well in advance by 10/14/23 what we were doing on 4/8/24. That was the plan. To put a worldwide event together and bring everyone together to celebrate a cosmic experience for humanity and our connection to the stars. And I wanted to celebrate with the world. And I wanted the world to celebrate with me. And so as I saw those things in my heart and in my vision, and as each thing did not come to pass, and as eclipse came and passed, and I saw things happen, that were, you know, the Ring of Fire with Angel and Solarpunk Summit was absolutely beautiful. And, that was like, you know, she's like a reflection. That's like, if I wanted to put something together and just have this divine feminine touch to it, that's exactly what I would have put together. It was amazing. It was beautiful. It was inspiring. It was everything that you would expect if you've gone to enough Solarpunk summits. so that is an open invitation for anyone that has not attended a Solarpunk summit event. Next one is coming up on the 24th of this month. This is April, and that'll be a sessions event, and it'll be a more intimate event with Dea Dova, who is gritting the planet with her voice. And so I'm really excited to connect and, you know, just be in the same space with her. I would love to have a conversation, but I hold no expectations at this point. Everything I'm trying to do keeps failing in front of me. So I'm just like, hey, the 1-3 profile in human design, that 3 line is not a joke. And, you know, for all my 3 lines out there, like, let's cuddle and cry together or something. Like, this is, just not the funnest, you know, thing to push through, you know, but birthing a whole new reality. I mean, did you expect it? I mean, you would, yeah, you almost come down like, I expected to be roses and sunshines and rainbows and this beautiful experience. But when you have an old system that just is refusing to let go, and people just so attached to something that is just a sinking ship, and it's a collective willing of, you know, holding on to a boat and say, I'm going down, I'm the captain of this, and owning so much of it that you didn't even create It wasn't for you. It was never built for you. It was built for someone else, and they siphoned your energy. And, you know, these cosmic alignments, there's something happening and most don't know about, but I know it's happening because there's no way that they would have put these structures and built these things and put them in places along a solar path. So free energy is around the corner, and how that happens, you know, it'll happen. I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know if we need to go through the whole revolt and everything. I'm just looking at humanity and saying, what do y'all need to finally figure it out and say, hey, we're in this together, aren't we? Oh, yeah. Stand up, look around, assess the situation, and build and create. And don't look back. Do not look back, because that system is, you know, it's in quicksand and it cannot get out. It's waist deep. And if you turn back and try to save it, you're going in with it. You are, too many of us are doing this as an individual, as a small collective, and there is an entire planet that is desiring us to do better and be better. And so what happened with this Ring of Fire on 10/14, I wanted to activate San Antonio in the biggest way possible, and I approached people within the city that had influence, and, you know, all said they didn't, but, you know, hey, who am I to judge? I'm just saying I experienced some stuff that was like, wow, I think people could have done better. I mean, I went crying in front of people that held board membership and, you know, or positions in places that are supposed to be here for our city and for the future of the city. And they had an opportunity that I approached, even if I wasn't all put together, the vision, as lofty as it was, the city could have done something, and they could have put something together quick, because there's, you know, 3 million with this population and surrounding, and it just doesn't seem like people come together unless it's got alcohol involved. And so, you know, there's a stagnation of the energy flow here, and there are people in positions that are keeping it that way from what I can see, or they're just unaware that the solution is yelling at them and, you know, talking to them kindly and crying in front of them and saying, hey, did you know it used to be a different way and we can bring that way back? It could be healthier. We could live longer. We could not go the route of cyberpunk city where it's dystopian metallurgy everywhere. And just, you know, we need nature. We are nature. Humans weren't born out of iron and metal and molten lava. They were born out of natural, loving, kind tenderness, you know, an entering and an egg. Like, there's just a whole thing that goes on when you're creating humans. So, and it's natural. It is not this, you know, metal cyber thing, even though the whole solar punk ideology is to bring technology and integrate it in with collaborative ways with nature, and then adopt a whole new political scene that fosters the ability to move in a direction of thriving instead of just surviving. And nature will naturally flow in ways that will cleanse water. That's what aquifers do. That's what the land does when it absorbs. And most of the major cities are actually flushing stormwater out when they should be slowing it, using it multiple times, and then depositing it into places that can filter it the best. And then you'll fill up my aquifer, the aquifer, and San Antonio can have, you know, natural flowing water again. And we can play in it and swim in it and program that water some more with our heart as we play like a child. This is part of planet mechanics. So to get back to what happened with this cosmic alignment, Ring of Fire was amazing, but we could have done something bigger. And then I was reeling from not accomplishing projects that I had pushed forward, and was stumbling the whole way, trying to figure out what it is to create a business plan and put my heart on paper and try to define and redefine and define and redefine and you know, put into scope who is my audience and what problem am I solving. And throughout the process, it was an eye-opening and heart-expanding awareness of who am I doing this for. And right now, it cannot be for everyone. Right now, Infinite You, the journey, the Ascension Project is in dire need of rectification. Because Infinite You is not just my baby. It's not my business. It is a collective movement. It is a way of being. It is a lifestyle branded business that shows and inspires others to be the change that you wish to see in the world until all you see is the change you have become. It is the follow through. That's what Infinite You is. It is, what are you going to do when you know what you're going to know? If you knew that the world was set out to spin you around and confuse you, when would you stop spinning and assess your situation and right your ship and either jump back into the spin zone or say, I'm done with that pattern of existence, and collectively look around as everybody's jumping out of the spin zone and into, you know, their resting state, which is a creative, you know, loving, compassionate, I mean, all the beautiful things. What do you really want? Do you really want to struggle? All right, tangent over. Now, who put this event together for this totality eclipse? Because I was reeling and I didn't, we were still looking at the land and still putting this business plan together, still on a discovery of what is Infinite You do and how do we get it done and how do we bring in money and how can I show it and where's the traction been and who's going to listen to us? And oh man, this place, like, it's a lot going into a business plan. And for anyone that's put one together, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, you've got projections. You just got so much that goes into it. Look into a business plan and all the details when you're trying to put your stuff together in order to approach someone to say, hey, this idea, this project, this business is worthy of money and I can pay you back. And then show them how you're going to pay them back and when. And all the nuances and how do you, and legalities and everything. It's a freaking shitstorm. So as I was maneuvering through the shitstorm, reeling from not selling 5,000 solar eclipse glasses for the Ring of Fire eclipse, sitting on a bunch of glasses, wanting to get more, wanting to develop all these different things, I started learning. And so little by little, I dropped the armor. I dropped the staff. I dropped the drive to create what I was wanting to create. The Texas Eclipse Festival, Disco Donnie was getting all the major players. One by one, I saw my friends posting how they bought tickets and who else is coming with them. And then in the comments, I saw more and more friends going to this event that I didn't put together. And then I started seeing the lineup and all the artists that I wanted to bring into one place on the land that we purchased for our community and throw the dopest transformational festival on the planet. Started signing up for this event. And I didn't want to miss out on something that I feel like I created, because it's all my people and it's all the things, all the art and all the whole collectives coming together. And, we pushed towards getting tickets and trying to work with Disco Donnie and have our holographic stickers included in their tickets. You know, you come by and at the will call, whatever, and you get a free holographic sticker, sign up for the app, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, kept trying to maneuver and get my way into some kind of an event to talk or whatever. And just, nope, just nobody was listening. Nobody's responding, emails, nothing. So a lot of assessment leading up to this 4/8/24 and looking at the numbers and not really getting a grasp on what that looks like on the piece of property that was picked for this event. And so, you know, as we get closer to the date, I'm starting to hear 50,000 is like the max. And so I think 45,000 is attendees and 5,000 was like staff or some shit. So I've never been to an event with that many people. And, you know, just figured we'd sit through it all, you know, the long lines and all this stuff. And, you know, we're just, you know, saying the universe is going to put us in a close location as we get closer and closer. Yaws, my homie, is there early and he's telling me that he wishes he would have brought his e-bike, that the place is full of hills and it's dusty. And, so I'm like, all right. And, yeah, it's dusty. It's like Burning Man, a quarter of Burning Man, I guess. I hear Burning Man's a lot worse, but I mean, to get just a little, there was dust everywhere. And I didn't bring a mask for my, I did. I left it somewhere and I never popped it out. And one of those gator masks, I never put it over my mouth. So, you know, Saturday night or Sunday night, I was spitting up, you know, it's just like, it was all dusty in my mouth. So we took our children, we got the tickets, we manifested discounted tickets. From what I heard, they sold out. So we show up on Friday afternoon. We wait about 3 hours in line till we get our spot. We unload. It's nighttime by the time we're, you know, more or less set up with our camp. It's a nice setup. I went and did a little recon to see how far the festival actually was from where we were camped. Oh, and this is the part that I'm always dreading, because we have a 3-year-old with Violet Ray, and I'm not going to carry her the whole time. So we have a wagon, and yeah, riding the bike all the way down there was cool, because it's, you know, it's hills. We were always going downhill, but looking at it, I'm like, oh my goodness, this just keeps going and going and going. I mean, it's almost at least a quarter mile of hills. And, you know, one person on the back of your cart and one person pulling and switching out and, you know, baby's asleep at midnight and we're trying to get back to camp, which is probably a half mile away, with half of that being hills. So, and then even the festival grounds itself, holy shit, once you get in there, you've got hills to get down to where the stages are. And then between stages was just, it was this place, this thing that they built was just massive. I mean, it was like a Burning Man. They, again, I've never been, but the consensus from a lot of people in the field are like, yo, this is like a Burning Man. And it was, there were like stages and art cars and music everywhere and lights and a whole city. And it was absolutely phenomenal on what they put together. And it was, honestly, it was too much. Like, I don't know. I mean, yeah, we had the children, so it wasn't like we can go and just check everything out. But I feel like even if I was just there on my own and didn't have anybody to tag along or guide me anywhere, and I just wanted to like, hey, I want to try to see everything, I don't think I would have been able to. And, you know, by Sunday night, like the place was so packed, like we couldn't, and the level of people's rudeness started going up. And they weren't moving and being kind to like someone pulling a child through which should be a walkway, but they all fucking brought their inflatable couches and chairs and just like posted up and blocked off whole sections of walkways. Like they just didn't care what they were like, that there's a walkway and an exit and an entry. Like it, so it was overwhelming by that night. And, so they gathered everyone, you know, for this event, and we were supposed to have a global meditation with unify.org, Monday through the eclipse. And then a bunch of amazing performers and artists were going to be strutting their stuff and doing their thing for us, on Monday. And, yep, Monday morning they called it quits. They canceled the festival. They put us in a place that turned into dirt because you can't expect, like, there's a thing about so many people walking all over grass. The dirt just starts to get churned up and it sits on top of the grass and then it just becomes more and more and more and more. And you wind up with just like dirt, dirt roads and dirt ways everywhere. It's just all dirt. And so logistically, and it being Texas, you should be thinking that weather could do whatever the fuck weather is going to do and it'll change. And if you had rain before or on the day after, you're going to be screwed with where they positioned us logistically. And then how many people. So there was some oversight that was not thought of, that I don't know how that happened, because you had so many seasoned vets that it seems like the place, like all those seasoned vets came in and just worked with what they could. And just, you know, hope that the rain would never come, but just nobody ever put out a clear mind of like, hey, if rain comes, we're all fucked. Like we're all stuck in the mud. To ask 45,000, 5,000 people to exit a location after rains, after we just turned it all into dirt, you've got a mud pile beyond belief with a bunch of hills that people are going to be slipping up and down on, and cars are not going to get a grip. And so that's why they called it quits on the Texas Eclipse Festival. But I mean, when you look at this thing and reverse engineer it, yeah, there was something, it seems like something was done on purpose, especially if you have any conspiracy bone in you and you know they do some weather modification and you saw the weather patterns. Then they may have gathered us to not gather in a place that we would be able to stay. And, because I'm telling you, if we would have had the property that I was looking at and the amount of people, we would have had 5,000-10,000 people and nobody would have had to leave. We would have had structures in place to meditate and lead it from the center right next to a sacred site, an enchanted rock. And so instead we let Disco Donnie put an event together for us and then, boot us all out the day of the eclipse. So we had everybody posted up on the side of the roads, you know, looking at the solar eclipse. And so I did my thing. I handed out my solar eclipse glasses program with the words of love, trust, abundance, gratitude, and bliss written in nanotext. And, you know, guided people with that intent. And we pushed the line and we had some clear skies during the eclipse. And got home safe and early. And it was not as dramatic as, you know, we thought it was going to be. And so I really did try to gather the people to do a thing for us all, to make a great push on humanity. And it fell on deaf ears. And I'm not going to stop. And this is where we lead into some of the great news that still shows me, you know, what we have as an opportunity, because there's still going to be more eclipses and they're still marking sacred sites. And we've got, you know, years ahead of us as we shift and evolve to co-create heaven on earth. But I'm heralding now. I'm calling forth the armies of light. If you say you're here for this, sign up for the newsletter. It's not a newsletter for my business to sell you shit. It's to say when we're going to gather and when we're going to push the field. Because that's what we're really doing. If you have questions, you want to know how to help, we have ways to help. Sign up for the newsletter, follow on all the platforms, reach out if you have some practical application for what we're trying to do over here and how you can assist, whether it's resources, financially, land, you are good at putting business plans together, strategizing, projections, project managing, event coordinating, all, you know, whatever. But, you know, I will put this out. I don't have time to sit and figure out what you're good at. I have time to take what you're good at, what you know, and what you are and who you are, and integrate that into what I know I am and what I'm here for. And I am here to herald forth the event. And the event is us coming together. We are the event. And obviously it's not a cosmic alignment of two solar eclipses marking an X over Utopia. It's us. And if you didn't realize that you were pushed and rerouted and deceived a little bit with these cosmic alignments and could have done something better, well, the time is now. 2027, we gather in Egypt, Luxor. That's the next major eclipse. We do have some other ones coming before that. 2026, I think, goes over Iceland and Australia. And so we have opportunities to connect in other parts of this globe and push the field. And just a little inside note here, something cool that I found yesterday was the 7 days before the 100th anniversary of my integrating and making myself known on this planet through the birthing process. There is a solar eclipse, another ring of fire birthing process that goes over Cameron, Texas, where I was born. And so it marks my 100th 7 days prior. So really cool stuff. We're wrapped up in the stars. We are the stars. We are cosmic alignments. We are the sun. We are the moon. We are the alignment. We are the Tao. We are the all. And let's find ourselves in here, in this place, in the now moment, ready to push the field and dance and play. It doesn't have to be all work. This is about integrating the shamanistic practices and the ceremonies with the dance, with the play, with the laughter, with our children, with our creations, as we are the creator and we are a creation. So with that, I want you to love always, in all ways. Peace.